Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. It's the first day of the Galway Festival, 7 days of action to look forward to for us, kicking off with a 7-race card on Monday. And of course, I'm joined on the Irish Racing Podcast by Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm very well. Very well, Sam.
Yeah, good stuff. You looking forward to the Galway Festival this week?
Yeah, as always, yeah. It's one of my highlights of the year for me. Punchestown Festival obviously takes centre stage, but hot hills of that in the middle of summer is the Galway Festival Bonanza, as you said, starts today and runs all the way through to Sunday. Dermot Wells very much the man to follow, although he's not guaranteed by rights to win every race, but I'm sure he'll be running into double figures by the end of the week. So I do think you need to stay with him on most occasions, but yeah, there are other races where I'll be looking elsewhere, but he does seem to have quite a strong hand today, so we'll crack on with the action.
Yeah, he's bound to be there or thereabouts. I think he's bidding for a 28th top trainer title at the festival, which is pretty something, I guess. He's got a runner in the first race today, actually. The first one we'll come to, the 5.10, 2-mile novice hurdle, this one, 9 runners. And it is Dermot Wells' Manhattan Swing betting lead in the market this morning with the unbeaten Morga. Both those are available this morning at 5-2. Can he get his festival off to a good start in Manhattan Swing?
He's certainly got a good chance to, hasn't he, Manhattan Swing? He's a useful horse on the flat. He's rated 95. He fits the profile of several previous winners at Dermot's as unleashed in this race. He won it last year with Diplomat. In fact, he's won this race three in the runnings in the last 4 years. So he's obviously going to be dangerous. They booked Davy Russell. His last run on the flat was quite a good one behind Edge of Sanity. That was back in May on ground. That might have just been a little bit too soft for him. He's going to have perfect ground to run on today. He's bound to be well-schooled. He's been put in a conservative-looking 5-2. He's definitely a player. I do think Morga also has got to be respected, winner of her last two starts, and she's been running quite well on the flat as well. She was fourth in the Munster Oaks behind Venus de Milo, so she's got a touch of class. But the one I want to back here today at the prices, and that's Henry Higgins, currently a 5-1 chance with William Hill this morning. A horse that I tipped and napped on the podcast the other day at the Belliestown Festival. Unfortunately, the ground was a bit too quick for Henry Higgins on that occasion, and he was a late withdrawal. He's been dipped into the deep end on more than one occasion on his only 3 starts over hurdles today. This horse has taken in Grade 2, Grade 1 and Grade 2, respectively, company on his first 3 starts. And he certainly wasn't disgraced on any of those outings, particularly the 5th in that spring juvenile hurdle at the Leopardstown. Back on the 9th of February when he was 5th behind Aintree winner Guitar Peak. And of course Tiger Roll, who was 2nd, went on to win the Triumph Hurdle. So he's got some very, very good form. He warmed up for a tilt at this prize with a smooth victory in a hot handicap down at Leopardstown the other day. And that was when the first time hood was applied. Now the hood's on again tonight. So if you can translate that form on the flat back over hurdles, I do think Henry Higgins is the one to be on here, particularly if you can back him each way at his current morning price.
Okay then, Henry Higgins, a bit of money for that one this morning. Just eased in from 11-2 to 5-1 at the time of recording is the each-way selection for Andy in the first race from Galway today. The next one on the card is the 5.40, 2-mile handicap hurdle this one, 23-runner field for this. Where do you start?
Starting with my nap of the night here at Galway, I've got several horses on my mind here and I couldn't really work out which one to go for from a nap perspective. But then I had a second glance again at the form of Artful Artist, and I do think he could be particularly well handicapped here off a just mark of 102. Very similar to Dermot Weld, any runner that Tony Martin runs here at Ballybit throughout the week has certainly got to be given a second look. And he's owned by a guy as well that does like a winner or two at the Galway Festival. He had a horse here that won three times actually at the festival last year, so it's clear that this Artful Artist has been laid out for this particular prize. And connections have booked Barry Geraghty as well, which is also a massive encouraging sign. His form over hurdles today doesn't look all that great. His best run was down in Tramore on the 10th of October last year when he finished 2nd in an ordinary maiden hurdle. But he subsequently raced through the ranks on the flat. He's won at Down Royal in very convincing and easy fashion. He then went to Leopardstown a few days afterwards and absolutely bolted up. And then he was given a rather poor tactical ride by Jones on the last time we saw him, back on the 12th of June. It was a race where long journey home, went for home, a long way out, and Artful Artist was a good 10 to 12 lengths behind as they swung into the home straight. Now, he tried his heart out to reel in that advantage. Unfortunately, he didn't quite manage it, but he only got about half a length in the neck. Clean, good form. And this also got a huge turn of foot at the end of his races, whereas most of these are one-pace, sort of summer-jumping plodders. So if he's anywhere near him off the home turn, this Artful Artist, I think he'll absolutely massacre them with a turn of foot. And he's definitely the best bet on the card.
Okay, then Artful Artist for Andy in that one, who's available to back this morning at 2-1 with us here at William Hill. Third race of the day is the 6-10, 7 furlong maiden this one. And you'd have to go back to 2005 to find a winner that wasn't trained by Aidan O'Brien or Dermot Weld. As you can expect, it's their horses that lead the market. Jamaica for Aidan O'Brien is your 8-11 favourite. Postulation for Dermot Weld is 6-4, and it's 10-1 bar those two. Is it going to be a two-horse race, this one?
It looks it, doesn't it? Yeah, this is a race where Dermot Weld has completely and utterly dominated over the years. His first victory in this race was back in 1972, and he's had an amazing 23 winners, no less, of this maiden. 23, that's quite an incredible total by anyone's standards. So this race is really the Dermot Weld benefits race. He won it last year, of course, with Mr. Jebu, ran on to win the Jersey Stakes at the Royal Meeting this year. So he obviously targets this race and he runs one of his best maidens in it. And that this year falls in the shape of Postulation, who incidentally running the same race that his main market rival took part in. That's Jamaica. Now, Jamaica was obviously a very eye-catching third in that race from a bad draw that day. So most punters seem to be centering on Jamaica this morning. I see he's been backed in from odds against to odds on. But it means that we might get a decent price about this Postulation, who certainly wasn't knocked about by Pats Mullen on that occasion. It was a run virtually in keeping with how a lot of Dermots have performed prior to this race, basically knocked about, certainly educated, and I think he's likely to come on quite considerably from that run. And he's going to be my choice this morning, despite the weight of cash in the direction of Aidan O'Brien. So Postulation to the selection. Do keep an eye on the one at a big price. I'm not saying he'll definitely win, but you might want to back him maybe each way without the favourite, or you probably might like a few quid him on at a big price, and that's called Dudes and Diamonds, currently available to back at 33-1. He travelled really well in quite a good race the other day down in Tipperary, won while John Ox's Colour Rhapsody. And I think the reason that this horse is such a big price is that he's obviously trained by an unfashionable stable. He's certainly got some good form, he's got the experience, he's well drawn. I think Dudes and Diamonds is certainly capable of running well at a big price, but the selection has to be Postulation for an unprecedented 24th win in this race for Dermot Weld.
Okay, fair enough then. And he's sticking with Dermot Weld in that one, and that's normally quite good advice here at the Galway Festival. The next race on the card is the 6:45 2-mile handicap, this one, and arguably the best race of the day, certainly in terms of prize money. It is Quick Jack is the 4-1 favourite. Looks consistent enough. He's placed on his last 8 starts. What are your thoughts of this race, Andy?
Well, my thoughts are very similar to those shared by Tom Segal in the Racing Post, who's tipped Quick Jack. He's also got a massive amount of time for. I made quite a few quid on this horse in recent times on the flat and indeed over hurdles. And the last time we saw him over hurdles, he was hugely unlucky, of course, in the in that big handicap at Leopardstown back in January. Prior to that, he'd absolutely made a mockery of his handicap mark over Timber by sauntering to victory at the Cheltenham Paddy Power Meeting. He's a horse who clearly is a target horse for Connection. They obviously lay him out for certain races, and he's still particularly well handicapped on the flat. The last time we saw him, he was second in the November handicap behind Sir Hector at Leopardstown, and prior to that he won very easy at Navan. He's just a very, very talented horse, this Quick Jack. He's just going to a corner price now where he doesn't represent a great deal of value. Obviously it's a big field, and you know, he comes here off the back of a long layoff. There are plenty of others that you could juggle with and throw the dice with at a big price. I certainly think Grecian Tiger will improve now. He's stepping up to a more conventional trip. He ran over a mile and a quarter last time out in a race where he didn't have any chance of winning. Obviously, Newsic 6, the winner, has gone on to prove that he's a group horse. And Dermot Weld has obviously had this race in mind ever since he finished second last year at the festival behind Merrion Row. The ground's come right for Grecian Tiger. And with Roger Quinlan on board, I think he can go well. And also another one at a price is Swinnamore. from the John Quinn stable. He hasn't been seen out since winning the Chess in a very fast time, but the form couldn't have worked out any better. Two subsequent winners, including Noble and Alan, have been in that race. He could have done with a slightly better draw. Stall 17 is an ideal, even though this race is over 2 miles. It's all about getting a good positioning into a good rhythm here at Galway, so Jamie Codd's certainly going to have to be on his mettle here. So my recommendation and my suggestions here would be that I think you have to include Quick Drack in your sort of betting portfolio in this race, but at the prices, I'd suggest a few quid each way on Grecian Tiger, and also a few quid on Swinnemore at 14-1.
Okay, fair enough. Then plenty for our listeners to look at in that one. The next race on the card is the 7:15, 7 furlong handicap this one. It's another Dermot Weld horse that leads the betting. Bobby's Heart is 13-8, and it's Kamaksai 6-1, Botanical Lady 6-1, Tom Dooley 7-1, Ashtar Roth 8-1, and 12-1 bar those. What are your thoughts on this race?
Well, my thoughts in this race are that this Bobby's Heart looks potentially a blot on the handicap here. He's racing off a mark of 68. This could be one of the shrewdest pieces of handicapping and placing by Dermot Weld ever at Ballybridge. You look back at that maiden that he ran in last year at the Curragh on the 15th of October. What a maiden that was. And obviously ran in it, finishing ninth. But you look at the horses that ran in. Eben Oran, winner of the Daring Stand Stud early on in the season, rated 112. Table Rock, winner of 2 handicaps this year, rated 107. Ponthy, John Ox's Charge, winner of 2 races this season, rated 102. Sailor's Slave, who was fourth in that race, rated 102. Systems Overload was fifth, rated 115. Tigris River, rated 100, finished sixth. I mean, you look, every single horse that ran in that race almost ended up being a group horse, or is a group horse. Now, Bobby Saw, obviously, that was on his debut, finished ninth, so he only got beat 7 lengths. You can forget his last 2 runs at Dundalk. And then he was given a kamikaze ride, Curragh. He made the running down to the track. He had no chance from his draw, and he ended up weakening out of it quite considerably. He hasn't run since. He's been put away specially for this race. And he races off a mark of 68. They've also put the visor on him as well, just to sharpen him up out and get him into a good position. I think this is an absolute penalty kick here. And most of the punters that have got stuck into him as well also think so as well this morning. So even though he's only 13 away, I do think Bobby's Heart looks the part in that 7:15.
Okay, then Bobby's Heart selection in the 7:15. The next race on the card is the 7:45, the penultimate race today from Galway, this one. And Timian is the 11-4 favourite. Who's caught your eye on this one?
I like Premier Gemature here. A horse that I tipped last time out at Fairy House when he got the better of Captain Timo, who's a very smart horse trained by Gerland. And the pair of them pull well clear. I do think this horse is a work in progress. Don't think he's quite the finished article, John Ox's 3-year-old. But he's certainly going the right way. He stays really well. He's got a good, tough resolution about him. And even though we've got one of Dermot Wells in this race, Timayan, who races in the visor for the first time, we don't really know what to expect from him with the headgear on. I do think Primogeniture is bound to be there or thereabouts. He's round about 3-1 this morning. And I do think he's a decent bet in that 7:45.
Premier Janitor then, the selection for Andy in the penultimate race. The last one from today from Galway is the 2-miler, the 8:15 for 4 to 7-year-olds. There's a few horses here making their first start under rules. Where are you looking here?
Well, the vibes are that this cool Vinny can't get beat in the last. I read a column the other day that Dermot Weld did about his chances and his hopes for Galway this week. And one of his main bets of the week was cool Vinny in this National and Flat race. And that'll do for me. It's a race obviously he's targeted and won before. He didn't win it last year, funny enough. He went the way of Wicklow Brave, but prior to that he's won it many years in the past. Anything that Dr. Lamb owns and Dermot Weld trains here in these kind of races is always worth a second look. The market's telling him that he's strongly fancied. He comes off the back of a smooth and easy win in a point-to-point, and he might just simply be too good and too classy for this field. So I'm just going to keep it quite simple. Dermot Weld should have a good night. He's obviously got other good chances on the card. And I think if he has 2 or 3, then this horse could go easily odds on. So Cole Vinny, another strong choice in the last.
Fair enough then, Dermot Wells. Cole Vinny, who's available at even money at the moment for that bumper. If you could just walk us through one more time, please, Andy, your picks for the first day of the festival at Galway.
Yeah, it looks a really good betting card tonight at Galway. And Henry Higgins each way in the first. In the 5-40 Manapa the night is Artful Artist. He looks a very well handicapped horse for Tony Martin. The 6-10 looks a straight fight between the two big guns, Postulation and Jamaica, with the former for Dermot Weld, hopefully making it an unprecedented 24th victory for the master of Rosewall. in the 6:45, plenty with chances in this race. I quite like the look of John Quinn's number one here, Swinnymore, and also Grecian Tiger trained by Dermot Weld. In the 7:15, probably the handicap good thing of the night on the flat is Bobby's Heart. It was a toss of the coin which one I went for, Artful Artist or Bobby's Heart, but I've decided to go for Artful Artist earlier. But I do think Bobby's Heart should win that 7:15. Magentia is a strong each-way recommendation of the 7:45. And in the last race, doesn't matter how many winners Dermot Weld trained up to the 8:15, because I think he'll win the last anyway with Corvini.
Excellent. Then the thoughts of Andy Holding on the first day of action from Galway. And remember, you can hear it all on William Hill's Racing Radio. Stuart Beasley, Darren Owen and Craig Forsyth in the studio from 1:50 p.m. Thanks very much for joining me today, Andy, and I hope you enjoy the first day of action.
Yeah, hopefully a bit richer.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.